ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Welcome, everybody. We are starting today Perek HaSeicher Sapoel, last Perek of Avodah Zarah. Just to give a few words of introduction, this Perek Etzem deals with Dinim of Yayin Nesach, continuing from last Perek. The main topic is the topic of Yayin Nesach. Many halachas come up at Yayin Nesach. Derech Agav, in this parak we get many other topics that come up as related to Yayin Nesach. At the beginning of the parak and also later on, we have deal in Yonim in Noshim Nezikin about Kinyonim and Yonim of Schirus we have over here that are related to Yayin Nesach. Also, later on in the parak we have a lot of Yesedis in Yisra Veheter. But taruvis, yayin nesach that gets mixed into water into yayin which is kosher, and other dinim of Isra and Heter getting mixed up one with another. So the side of the parak is with yayin nesach, but lamaisa we will be dealing with many issues that are not related to yayin nesach per se. So our mission starts telling us that asayir sapoya last simoy be yayin nesach, schari aser. That if a person hires himself out to work for yayin nesach, not only is it also for him l'chatchila to do that, to be hired for Yayin Nesach, because then he is getting hana from the Yayin Nesach, he's getting paid now for working in Yayin Nesach. So not only is it also l'chatchila to be hired out for Yayin Nesach, but also b'di'eved, the money that he gets is asr b'hana. He can't use the money that he received in payment for working for Yayin Nesach. So the Gemara wants to know why not. Why is the schar asr b'di'eved? Mara says maybe we say the reason is because holy Yayin Nesach asr b'hana schar nami asr. Because Yayin Nesach itself is asr b'hana, so therefore the schar is also asr b'hana. And the Gemara says that cannot be the case because we see by isuri hana that even their domim, when I sell isuri hana arla kilei hakerem, when I sell them, so the money is mutter. You know, I can't be mekadesh and isha with arla or kilei hakerem, but if I sell my arla, then I could use the money to be mekadesh and isha. So if we see the damim of isuri hana is mutter b'di'eved, then kol shekein the schar, if you're hired out to work with isuri hana, then the money should be mutter b'di'eved. So there's machlokes Tetzus and the Ramban how to learn this havamina of the Gemara. What was the havamina? That because it's asr b'hana, so then therefore also the schar is asr. Tetzus learns that the Gemara means a gzeira, that we would think to make a gzeira of schar atuguf, that we would not allow you to use the money that you made on the Yayin Nesach as a worker, because if we allow you to use that, then you also might end up using the guf of the Yayin Nesach. And the guf of the Yayin Nesach is asr b'hana. And therefore, the more we would think that we would asr the schar that you worked for Yayin Nesach as a gzeira that you shouldn't be nene from the Yayin Nesach itself. And that the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Because we see that the domim of Yayin Nesach of Isuri Hana is mutter. So if you sell Isuri Hana, it's mutter. So Chazal did not make a gzeira of domim atuguf, even though that you can't use the arla and the kilei hakerem, but you could use the money that you made for selling them. So if we don't make a gzeira of domim atuguf, then kol shekein we should not make a gzeira of schar atuguf. That is how Tesis explains the havamina of the Gemara. So the Gemara, the whole time, according to Tesis, was only tzad that we had to aser. Yayin Nesach was always a gzeira. And here the tzad here, the first havamina of the Gemara was make gzeira of schar atuguf. And the Gemara says that if you don't make a gzeira of domim atuguf, the Kol Shekein, we do not make a gzeira of schar atuguf. That is how Tesis learned the question of the nidan of the Gemara. The Ramban learns differently. The Ramban says that no, that this havamina of the Gemara was to aser the schar me'ikar adin. Well, what's the reason, says the Ramban? Because we would say that kol she'osr b'hana, af hanos gramosay asur b'hana, af abishayin adamim loy. That anything which is asr b'hana, so asr b'hana means I can't benefit from it. So if I can't benefit from it, so if I went and made, and actually did benefit from it in some way, so that balkarach is asr. The dover which is asr b'hana, the arla, because of the arla I got money. I sold my arla. My arla was really asr. I can't sell it. So the money that I got for selling the arla that money is considered is nigram, was caused to me by the arla. So by using the money of the arla that I got for selling the arla, so that's called that I'm getting hana from the arla itself, because the arla caused me to have this money. So the using of the money is itself also hana, because that was brought about by the arla. So if I would not use the money, then I'm not getting hana from the arla. But by using the money, I'm getting hana from the arla. And the same thing by Yayin Esach. A person worked a whole day. He worked very hard. And what did he work in? He worked in Yayin Esach. So if we allow him to use the money, so now he's getting hana from the Yayin Esach. So therefore he cannot use the money, because the Yayin Esach is causing him hana. If he doesn't use the money, then it comes out that he didn't get any hana from Yayin Esach. So the Ramban holds that there's a svara here to asher me'ikar hadin. And that the Gemara proves that no, we do not asher me'ikar hadin. Because if we see that when you sell isuri hana, the money is mutter, the dieved, even though the money, that you only have the money, the cash in your hand right now, because of the isuri hana, the isuri hana caused you to make money over here. So also when you work for Yisuri Hana, even though only because of Yisuri Hana you have money in your hand at the end of the day, but the money also should be mutter. So again, we have two ways, places in the Ramban to learn what the question of the Gemara was, why we would think to Asrit, just like Donim. Taisa learns that it's a gzeira, of that if we allow you to use the money you get for schar of Yisuri Hana, you also use the Yisuri Hana themselves. And the Gemara said, no, that if you do not make a gzeira of tomei matuguf, that the money that you got for selling the isuri hana, we don't answer you atu the guf, then also we should not answer the schar atu guf. And the Ramban learns that the question was that the Gemara thought that anything which is asr b'hana, so also it's gram hana is also asr. Any hana which is caused to me from the object is asr, which would include both the sale of the object or the schar of the object, or working with the object. And that the Gemara says that if domim, when you sell it, we do not aser, then also we should not aser the schar. So then the Gemara has another way to explain the Mishnah. Why did we aser the schar of the Ayin Esach v'dieved? And because it's toifes domov. This both Tais and the Ramban agree that this halamino was also a gzera. The only reason the Gemara was an aser was because of gzera. What's the gzera? That anything which is toifes, the money b'diyah, the tiny one, I sell it. So the thing that I get for my avodah, for my yayin esach, also becomes aser b'hana. So we would think to also aser the schar, because a gzera of schar atu domin. That if we would allow you to use the schar when you worked for yayin esach, we would allow you to use the schar. So a person comes to think that also, just like when you worked for Yayin Esach, the money that you got for working is mutter. So we would think also that when you sold your Yayin Esach, the thing that you got for your Yayin Esach, the money that you received for your Yayin Esach, is also mutter. And by Yayin Esach, the money that you get for selling Yayin Esach is aser. So that's what we would think. That was the second havamin of the Gemara, was that we should answer the schar, because the gzeira of schar atu domin. And the Gemara says that no, we see from Shvius not that way. Even though Shvius is Toifes Damav, when you sell Peiros Shvius and you get something else, the Kedusha is Chal and the thing that you got for your Peiros Shvius, but when you work for Peiros Shvius, we don't aser the Schar B'dieved. Doesn't have the din, the money that you get, doesn't have an Kedusha of Shvius. So you see that by Shvius, we do not make a Gzeira of Schar Atu Damin. Then, therefore, the Gemara comes to a maskana that it's knas v'shekontuch b'chamarnu v'yayin esach. That it's a knas that Chazal made by yayin esach and by chamarim of shvius, because they make a lot of money. Not by all cases of shvius, only by chamarim of shvius, because nofesh agrayu, because they're making a lot of money. So then Chazal asserted the schar. This thesis points out, showing that even when we made this knas, it's only by things which are teves demeim. Meaning, it's the Gemara fell off that the reason to aser was a gzeira of schar atu damim. That wasn't the reason. The reason is a specific knas, only when Chazal made it, only by chamorim. But they only made it in things which are Teves to Mehem, like Shvius and Avodah Zarah. So a couple of points here about this Shakvatariya and about these Dinim. One is, there's a Tesis here, it's a Tesis a little bit Shalipim Kaimai, but a very important Tesis. When the Gemara here brings the Mishnah and Kiddushin of that by Arlan and Kilei Kerem, if you sold them, and you're Mekadosh and Isha, so she's Mekudeshes. So Tesis says the following, Tesis B'divri HaMatzchil, Idmeyen. Tesis says that the Kosher, B'guf Anami, Ikashav Epruta, Shaloi Kederach HaNosan, Oy Be'Ephron, because now I'm calling it Shrof and Ephron Mutter. How come the Ish is only Mekudeshes with the money of Arlan Kilei Kerem? Arlan Kilei Kerem, the Mishnah says in Tzumura, if you burn them, so you're allowed to use the ashes. Things which their din is for Srefa, so then you can use the ether, the ashes that come from burning them. So why is the Ish not, ask Tesis, so why is the Ish not Mekudeshes with the Arla and Kilei Kerem themselves? Hare, she can take the fruits that I give her, and she can burn them, and now she'll have money because the ashes are mutter b'hano. That is the question of Tesis. Or Tesis has another possibility. She can use it shalei kederach hanason to base on the sugim sochim daf chav dalit that isuri hano, even though they're aser b'hano, but to use them in an abnormal way, so it's mutter. It's a question of Rishonim whether it's mutter lechatchila or not. Our Tesis seems to assume that it's much more lechatchila to use isuri hanah shelo kederach hanah asam. So Im Kain asks Tesis, so why isn't Isha not mekudeshes with the Arla and the Kilei Kerem themselves? Why only if I give her the money that I sold, if I sell my Arla and I use the money to mekadesh her, she's mekudeshes? But the Arla itself, she's not mekudeshes. Asks Tesis, no, she could use the Arla itself, she has ways to use it. You can use it in an abnormal way, or she could burn it and use the ashes, so she should be Mekudeshes. That is the question of Tesis by us. So Tesis says, V'yesh leimar, Kevan shekolz man shehu be'en, Aser l'machre min ha-teira, K'moy kin aser l'kadesh v'isha, T'avi k'moy mechira, Chashuva. V'yesh boi hana, K'sh mekadesh es ha-isha, T'aminu kichakicha mistei Ephraim. Tesis says a cryptic line. Tesis says that because it's usher to sell it, it's midaraisa, usher to sell it, so therefore also you can't be mekadesh an isha. What's the connection? Because kiddusha isha, we learn that from ki yicham yisei Ephraim. Tesis teretz is very cryptic. That was we know that it was usher, but we see that even when things are usher, you can't sell arla. But when you sell arla, you can use the money, right? That's we see that when you sell arla, you cannot use the money to go be mekadesh an isha. Even though you're not allowed to sell the Arla, but the thing that you got for it, the money, is mutter. So let's say the same thing by Kiddushin. It's true that you cannot use the Arla, or you can't use the Arla to be Mekadesh and Isha, because by selling it, you're getting Hana, you're getting a Kiddushin. But now that you sold it, so the Kiddushin should be Chal. It's not worth a Pruta. No, he says it is worth a Pruta, because the Isha can use it. Shaloi Kederach Hana Asan, or she can use the ashes. So because there's a way of using it, so she should be mekudeshes. We see that we don't relate the Isra lechatchila to what happens with the Evan. But Tesis says we do. Because it's usher to be mekadesh and isha, so therefore also you can't use the, you can't, therefore also the kedushin is not chal. So Tesis is very difficult to understand. Avni Miluim, in the back of Sefer Avni Miluim, there are a number of tshuvas that he wrote. This is in tshuva Simin Chaf Aleph. Avni Miluim says that the words of Tesis are l'chayra not understandable. And as he points out, the Mishnah Melech already says that it's difficult to understand our Tesis. What is the connection that because it's Asher Lechatchila, therefore you cannot use the money? Therefore the Kiddushin is not Chal. Says the Avni Miluim, a very important Yisoid, based on the Ramban in our Sugya, the Ramban that we quoted before. But a few words of the Ramban that we did not quote. Now we will mention these words of the Ramban. The Ramban we mentioned earlier learns that the Nidan of the Gemara to Asher, the Schar, the first side of the Gemara to Asher the Schar, was because I was nigram hana from the tzuri hana. Just like when I, and therefore why didn't buy dam in the Ramban says. We would think that lafidis havamina, that anything that's nigram from tzuri hana is aser. So too, so when you sell tzuri hana, you should not be able to use the money. Because the money, you have this money as gram of tzuri hana. Now that we see that the money is mutter, you could be mekadesh an isha with the money that you got from Arla. So also the schar was mutter. That we saw from the Ramban. But the Ramban puts in a few more words. So I want to give an introduction to these words of the Ramban. Any object has really two ways to use it. One, the most simple way of using it is using the object itself. You take a food item, Arla. How could you use it? You could eat it. You could give it to your dog. You could use it as fuel under your oven. All those ways, there are many ways that you can use an object. Use of the object itself. That's called using of the guf. But every object has another entirely different way of using it, which is telling it. You could use it not by any use of the guf, but rather the object is a way, it's a hechitimsa for me to make money. Every object has use in its guf and use in its domin. Not really use, it has domin. And that's two object has two values. One is the value of the guf itself in using the object, and one is the value of its domin, how much you could sell it for in the market. So if when the Torah answers Isuri Hana, Torah said I cannot get Hana from Arla. So the Torah answered all Hanas of the Arla, which mean all Hanas of the guf Arla. You can't use the Arla in any way to eat it or to give it to your dog or any way of using the Arla. That's one thing the Torah answered in Arla, in Isuri Hana. And the Torah answered another thing, which means that you can't sell it, because that's another way of using the object. When you sell the object, so now I'm using the domim of the object. The object has a market value. So now I am actualizing its market value by selling it. The Torah answered me to do that. But the Ramban points out that there was a way to answer this, not only answer of the actual sale, it's answer to do the act of selling. But because of this, also the money that you get for selling the object will be usher b'dievet. Not because of the site of nigram, but more simply, when you sell an object, if I have a loaf of bread, which costs $2, that's the price of the loaf of bread. So when I go and sell, when I pay $2 for the loaf of bread, the $2 really is the domim of the bread. That's what its value is. The money is coming as taking the place for the object. When you sell an object, it's not just that I'm giving you kilu a gift. I'm giving you a loaf of bread, and because I gave you a gift, you give me a gift of $2. That's not bechlal, for sure. Not that's the way it works. You go to the supermarket. Everything has its sticker. What it costs. The sticker of what it costs means that the value of the object. So when you pay the money for the object, so the money is the domim of the object. It's replacing the man who owned the supermarket had a loaf of bread that's worth $2. And now he sold it, so he got the $2 because that's what he had beforehand. He had $2 in bread, and now he has $2 bills. But the money that he has is the domim of the chayfetz. So therefore, says the Ramban, we could think to answer the domim of Arla, of Yisuri Hana, not because it was Nigram Hana from the Yisuri Hana. No. The Torah said when these payers are Aser, these payers of Arla are Aser, but also their domim is Aser. So now you went and you sold them, you got money. So that money is the domim of the payers. The Torah Aser the domim of the payers, and this is the domim. Before I sold it, the domim was in my fruit. Now I sold it, the domim is in the cash. It's in the money that I got for it. But this itself is the domim of the Yisuri Hana. That's why we would think to answer it. The Ramban says no, that's incorrect. That by all other objects, it's true. When you sell an object, the money that you get is the domim of the object. But by Yisuri Hana, says the Ramban, because the Torah asked the domim, the Torah said that everything is asr, even the domim are asr. So now the object became a lav bar domim. The object no longer has value to it. Because the Torah asked the value, so that made it, now it became invaluable. It lost its all of its value. An object which has value, so when you sell it, the domim is the domim of the chayfetz. But an object which does not have value, the Torah asked it. So it's like you're selling dirt. If I sell dirt which is worthless, I sell you air. I sell you something which is worthless, and you give me money for it. So the money that you're giving me is a gift. It can't be that this money is the domim of the object. Because the Torah said that the object does not have domim. When the Torah asked the Yisuri Hana, it means that its domim is valueless. Therefore, any money that you get is always going to be, says Ramban, is going to be either gezel or a matana. That's the two ways that you can look at this money. To be shining, speak out. This is the Ran in Kiddushin, the Rashi and the Ran in Kiddushin bring the Yerushalmi. That how come? Why is it that when I sell the Orla and I'm Kaddish Nishi, she's Mekudeshes, Hari, the money is not the Dam of the Chayfetz, so it's not my money. I'm Mekadosh Rosh's money, which is not mine. How could she be Mekudeshes? Says the Yerushalmi, Hado Amrit Kitcha Begezel Mekudeshes. From this din, that when you sell Orla and you use the money to go Mekadosh Nisha, the money is not yours because the Orla was valueless. The person that gave it to you, really, even though he gave you the money, really it's looked at as you stole the money from him. Because the money is not coming as damim of the chayfetz. Always, every mekach works because you're getting the damim of the chayfetz. Here, you can't be getting the damim of the chayfetz. So, it must be that kitcha begez on the kudeshes. That's what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi Kiddushin add on another possibility. Or it could be that the person said that, you know, it's true that the Arla is valueless, but I don't care. I like eating Arla. I could care less about the Isurim. So I'll give it to you as a gift. When he gave me the money, he gave me the money as a gift. So therefore the money that I have is actually mine. But if the money is never considered dumb of the chayfetz. Either it's gezel, that's what the Yerushalmi says, or the Yerushalmi bring another alternative, that he gave it to me as a matana. But either way, it's not considered dumb of the chayfetz. Speak out one more thing that Avinu speaks out, that even when you sell it to a goy, it's this way. It's true that the goy is allowed to get hanah from it. But because by Yisrael, it's also to get hanah, so the chevetz, when it's in my hand, is called a lav bar damim. So for the money that I get for the chevetz, is never going to be considered the demei chevetz. So the money is either going to be gezel or a matana, but it will never be demei chevetz. So the Ramban says, so therefore that's the reason we do not answer the damim of Avodah Zarah, or of all Isuri Hana, because they are the Dmei HaChefetz, and therefore just like the damim of the Chefetz was Aser, also this now, just like the damim of the Arla was Aser, so now the cash that I have in my hand is the damim of the Arla, right? So that's a Gevaldik Asfara. The problem is that the damim never became the damim of the Arla, because the Torah Aser, the Arla Bahana, so the damim never became the damim of the Arla. So therefore the damim is gezel or a matana, whatever it is, but it's not demei ha'arla. So that's not a reason to aser it. And the only reason to aser the damim of the arla was because of nigram, because the arla caused me to get hana. This person never would give me his money if I would not have given him the fruits. The only reason that I have the money in my hand right now is because I gave him the fruits. So it caused me to get hana, but the damim is never really the damim of the arla itself. This is Mavur and a few words of the Ramban and the Ran in the end of the Serkan Perik of Kiddushin. Very important Yisoid in Mekach in general. In Mekach in general, we look at the money that you get is not stam as a payment, but the money is the damim of the chayfetz. And by Yisuri Ano, we cannot look at it that way. Because by Yisuri Ano, the Torah asked the damim, so therefore the chayfetz does not have damim. Oh, that's the Yisoid of the Rishayin and Alpi the Yerushalmi. So with this, the Avi Milum wants to explain our thesis. Again, going back to our thesis. Our thesis asked the question that we used to be able to Mekadesh an Isha with the Arla itself, because the Isha can use the Arla, either Shalu Kederech Hana'asa, or she could use the ashes of the Arla if she burns it. So the Isha has a way of using the Arla. So therefore she should be Mekudeshes. Answer thesis, I know. Because it's also to Mekadesh an Isha, so therefore, it's because it's usher to sell it, therefore, also the Isha is not going to be Mekudeshes. So that explains that Numi, this is the Yisoid. That also by if the Rishonim tell us that the reason why when you sell Arla, that the money that you get, when you sell Yisrihana, the money that you get is not the damim of it. So says that Numi, when you want to make a Kinyan Kesef, I'm coming to Mekadesh and Isha with Kesef. So the Yisoid is, the yisoid of kinyan kesef is that I'm giving the damim of the object, and because of that I was kind of the object. I buy your land, I buy a house from you. Because I give you $50,000, so that's the damim of the object, and because of that I'm kind of it. The yisoid of kinyan kesef is giving the damim of the object. And in the mice of kinyan kesef works with the pruta. You don't have to pay all of the damim of the object. But the siman chesh mishpat siman kuvtzari sifkat and aleph. So this is a very important yisoid. And even though it works with the pruta, the yisoid of the pruta is that it's the beginning of the payment of the object. You could pay with, it's a down payment. I'm starting to pay you for the land, and I mean, at the end I'll pay you the whole thing. But the Yisrael Kinyan Kesef says the Sma, is that you're paying for the object. I'm giving you the domim of the object, and with that I get the object. So I'll do the same thing by Kiddushin, that Avni Milum speaks out, that it's Mucha, also by Kiddushin, it's the same Yisrael. Kiddushin we learn out from Kiyach Mistei Ephraim. The Yisrael of Kiddushin is, Kesef Kiddushin, is that I'm paying for the Kiddushia Isha. I'm not actually buying the Isha itself to be a slave. I'm buying the Kiddushin of the Isha. But the Kiddushin of the Isha is worth a pruta. So the Yisoid of paying the pruta of Kiddushin is, that is a Shabbos of Kiddushin. That is a domim of the Kiddushin. In Gein, Taisus Gevald Kataisus. Taisus says that because it's usher to sell Arla, that means that Arla doesn't have domim. When the Torah asks you selling Arla, it means that Arla is considered not a bar domim. So in Gein, you can't be Mekadosh Nisha with it. Mekadosh Nisha means you give her a pruta, or you give her an object which is worth a pruta. Because what if I give her an object which is worth a pruta? Because I'm giving her the domim of the object without a mekadesh her. Because the object has domim. But Arla doesn't have any domim. Arla, if the Torah answered selling it, so it doesn't have any domim. So I'm not giving the Isha any domim. It's true she has ways to use it. But if the Torah answered selling it, it's true you have ways to get hanof from it, shloike derech hanos and an ether. But when the Torah answered selling it, it means the Torah is kaveya that the chavit is not a bar domim. So Mimela, when I give it to her, even though she's going to use those things, I don't care whether she has a way to use it. The question is, am I giving her domim? If the Torah answered this Hana, the Chavit is not a bar domim, so she didn't get the domim of the Chavit. In order to be kaina something, I have to be giving the domim of that. I have to give the domim of the Kiddushin. Here, I gave something which is not a bar domim. So Mimela, it can't be Kiddushin. So it comes out from our Taz, a very important Yisoid in Kiddushin, that it's not good enough to give the Isha something which she can use, and for her it's worth a pruta, but I have to give her something which mitzat atzmoi is a pruta, it has domim of a pruta in it. Because the side of a kinyan kesef is I'm giving the domim of the object, and with that I'm cleaning the object. Here I'm giving the domim of the kiddushin, and with that I'm making the kiddushin. So if the object is doesn't have the domim of a pruta, so I can't make a kiddushin. Comes out and came from Artesis. This is the famous Hakir of the Mishnah Melech, Nina Perakei of Hilchos Ishos. What happens if the Isha is a Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana, and she's allowed to use Isuri Hana, and you're Mekadish her with Isuri Hana, and she can use it even Kederach Hana also. She has a lot of good ways of using it. Is she Mekudeshes or not? So the Amnilun says that the Fiar Taisis, it's Mefurish, that she is a Vadanat Mekudeshes. It's true she can use it, she has a lot of wonderful ways of using this Arla because she's a Chayla Mesukana, but the domim, the object is still considered a lav bar domim. If the Torah answers me to sell it, that means the money that the object is a lav bar domim, so I didn't give her Kesef Kiddushin. If you give Kesef Kiddushin, and all Kesef Kinyan is you need to give the money of the object. So just to chaz over quickly, there's a lot of Yisoidus here we just saw. That first we saw the Yisoid of the Ramban and really the Yerushalmi, that When the Torah asks Yisuri Hana, it's not just an Israel Chatchila. When the Torah asks Yisuri Hana to sell, it's not just an Israel Chatchila. What it means is that the object is a lav bar domim, and therefore the money that you get for it is not considered the Dmei HaChefetz. The Ramban says without that Svara, if money would be the Dmei HaChefetz, then the money would be Asher Mida Araisa. Because that, if the Torah answers the domim of the chayfetz, and my domim transformed into actual cash, that's including the isur of the domim of the chayfetz. The reason, though, it says Ramban that the money that you get for selling isuri hanah is mutter, is because it's not a bar domim. Because the Torah answered the hanah, and selling it is also part of the hanah, so that's not so the chayfetz doesn't have domim. So this money is not considered taking the place of the chayfetz. And therefore, that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with the money that you get for selling Yisuri Hana, says the Yerushalmi, because Kitcha be Gezel, really you do not get the money. It's only Gezel be Yodai. But you could still Mekadosh her with money which is not yours. Or alternatively, say the Rishonim, that Gomer Venosan L'Shem HaTana, the person that paid you, gave it to you as a gift. And therefore, the money is yours, but not in the perspective as being the Me'ach Hefetz. Rather, it's just not yours, he gave it to you as a gift. And with that, the Avim Milum explains our Taisvis, that therefore you cannot be Mekadosh an Isha with Isuri Hana, even though she has a way of getting Hana, and that might be worth to her a Pruta, getting Hana from the object. But we have to. But the yisayid of kesef kinyan is that you're paying for the object. You're paying for the kiddushin. So here, if the chevet is a lav bar damim, so you cannot make a kiddushin with it. That's the yisayid of that mavur here in our from our tesis in the Rishayin and Bayas. Another point is on the din of the mission. The mission tells us another din that even though the schar of that you make for yai nesach is asr b'diyeted. But if schar latzis imoy melacha acheres, alavish amar lei havir li chavetz shel yai nesach mimakom lemakom, scharoi mutter. If a person is hired not to work in yai nesach, he's hired to work in other things, and in the middle of the day, the boss tells the worker that also carry for me this barrel of yai nesach, so then scharoi mutter. So the tour in Erechaim Simin Tafnun in Hechos Pesach brings the das of Shimshon ben Avram that Yisrael that rented out his oven to a goy for Pesach. So it's also for him the goy is going to bake chametz on Pesach. So says Shimshon ben Avram that it's also for the Yisrael to get the schar to take the money that he used for renting it out because he's getting hanah from chametz on Pesach. But he says, "Bidiyevet, if you already took the money, then bidiyevet scharim mutter." Why is that? Because the din that it's asr b'hana, the money is asr b'hana is only by yai nesach and shviyas, like we saw in our gemara. By chametz and pesach doesn't have that din. So bidiyevet, if you got money for chametz and pesach, bidiyevet scharim mutter. So far, so good. Then he says another halach. But if you want to do a lechatchila, you want to be a good Jew, lechatchila is how to rent out your oven on Pesach. Says Reb Shimshon ben Avram that you could rent it out to the goy on the nas shefa by matzah. You make up with him, you stipulate with him that he's going to bake matzah inside of it, no chametz. Then even if he bakes the whole week, he only bakes chametz and no matzah, it's also mutter. Mutter lechatchila to make such a stipulation with the goy. Kidetnan, schorei lasas imoy melocha acheres, avo pi sheyomer lo yhaver lo yichavis shayi netzchem makom lamakom, mutter. So he learns that from our Mishnah. We see in our Mishnah that you make that when you're working with something else, even though you, in the middle of the day you carry yai nesach, you work also for yai nesach, it's mutter. So to hear you made up with him to rent out to use it for matzah, even though he bakes chametz, it's mutter. That's the Torah b'shem Shimshon ben Avram. So the Beis Yosef over there says that it's not a good susha to our Mishnah. That's not the din of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about you really working to do something else. You're working, you're plowing the field for him. In the middle of the day, he says, I have another job for you for a few minutes. Can you carry this barrel of Yain Nesach? So that's fine. So then that's much. Because the schar is really being paid for the other work. You're working in other work. Masha'inkin here, you, even though you stipulated with him to bake matzah inside, but you know he's not baking matzah inside. He didn't bake matzah. He didn't make no matzah. So you can say, if he baked matzah, maybe we could say that's like our Mishnah. If he baked no matzah, you come to the end of the week, he says, no, I baked no matzah, I only baked chametz. I know you Jews have a holiday, but I only baked chametz the whole week. So it's also that's mutter. Harry, there, you can't say the money is for baking the matzah, because he didn't bake any matzah inside, he only baked chametz. So that's very difficult. How do you understand our Mishnah? So answers the Beis Yosef, that Reb Shimshon learned our Mishnah, that you didn't actually work with Melacha Acheres. You, the whole day you only worked b'yayin nesach. But because he hired you, the original stipulations were that you were going to work for plowing the field. So even though the whole day he asked you to do yayin nesach, it's still mutter. That is all based on what you made up l'chatchila. What you made up, what were your working conditions. If the stipulation of the working was for yayin nesach, then it's aser. If you made up to work for other things, and then he gave you to work for yayin nesach, Then it's mutter. That's our Shimshon seems very clear. That's how he learned our Mishnah. That's the basis of answers. But the Mefarshim ask that's good to explain Rabbeinu Shimshon, but that doesn't explain the halacha. Because the halacha we hold that only if you actually worked in Malacha Acheres is the schar mutter. And yet we pass in this din in Hechos Pesach, pass in this din of Rabbi Shimshon ben Avram that you can make up to that he should bake in matzah. And the schar will be mutter b'diyeved, even though he only baked in it chametz. So Reb Shimshon is answered up. He's not shver, but l'halacha we still have to explain how these two halachas work together. How could it? Why when if you would be hire yourself out for the goy, for to work for something, and the whole day you'd work in Yayin Nesach, it's aser. But when I rent out my oven to the guy to bake it in matzah, even though he only bakes it in chametz, it's mutter. So it says the Magen Avraham, a very simple chiluk, that when you rent out, there's a difference between renting out an object and renting and a person working. A person works, you get paid for your work. If you're not going to work, so you don't get paid. Therefore, if all of your work was in Yayin Nesach, so we look at all the money is coming for Yayin Nesach, and it's us. When I rent out my object to bake in it, my oven to bake in it, so I, even if the person doesn't bake in it, bichlal, also has to pay me rent. The rent isn't for actual using the oven. It was for the schus to use the oven, but not for the using the oven itself. So if you rent it out to bake in it, chametz, then we look at all the money is coming for the chametz. But if you rent it out to bake in it, matzah, so you're saying, listen, you could do whatever you want. You're paying to me to rent my oven. I want you, if you want to bake matzah. Now, what did he get? He didn't get an oven, which is a chametz baking oven. He just got an oven. He got an oven to use however he wants. And now he decides to bake in it chametz. So the money that he's giving is not money for the chametz. Money he's giving is for the ability to use my oven. Shengen, a worker that gets hired out and he gets paid by the hour, so if all the work is working in Yayin Nesach, then it's aser. So the Prima Gadim there points out that it doesn't have to be a difference between a dafka, an oven, and a worker. It also depends on the conditions. Since workers normally, there are times workers got paid by the hour or even by the minute. So for any minute that you're working, you get paid. So therefore, for the whole day you're working in Yayin Nesach, so every minute you're getting paid because you're working in Yayin Nesach. And therefore will be aser. But says the Prima Gadim, if you get paid, you're hired out for the day. You're hired out for yourself from 9 to 5. Whatever job that he gives me, during 9 to 5, I'm available now for working for you. So then, says the Prima Gadim, even if the whole day you're working in Yayin Nesach, it'll be mutter. Because the money that you're getting paid is not for any minute of working in Yayin Nesach. Money that you're getting paid is for a day's work, and whatever the boss decides that you should work in. And therefore, in this case, the money is mutter b'diavad, because the money is not coming b'ad the Yayin Nesach. Just like by the tanur, when you rented out the tanur for a whole week to bake in it, not to bake in it chametz, but to whatever you want. You could all, to bake in it matzah. So then the money is coming for the tanur, and then the goy decides to bake in it matzah, to bake in it chametz. So there's no iser. Oh, that's another point here on this din. One last point on the din of the Mishnah is that the Beis Yosef in Yerideya Kuf Lamed Gimel says that we ask for the schar b'di'evad, it's only for the worker himself, because it's a knas, says the Beis Yosef. San Mikir Adin. It's only for the worker itself. He can't use the schar. But other people could use the schar. That's the Beis Yosef's mechadish. So he says that if you already got paid, if you worked for Yayin Nesach and you got paid, so if you give the money to Aniyim, give it to poor people, because you can you can't use it, but other people can use it. So it's best to use it for tzedakah. That's the Beis Yosef says. So the Cheshek Shleimet by us asks a very big kasha. The Gemara brings on my base. The Gemara has a question whether the din of the Mishnah is only by Yayin Nesach Mamish, or even by Stam Yenam. So the Gemara brings a riot from a boat that was used to carry Stam Yenam, and said that the money is usher. You had to get rid of the money, the chitim that he got for paid. You had to burn them. Whole story how to get rid of the money. Asks the Cheshek Shleimet that if you can use the money, if b'diyeved, the money is mutter for other people, so why do I need to get rid of these chitim? I could just use it to give it to somebody else. I give it to Aniyim. Why do I have to get rid of it? Raise the cash on the Beis Yosef. So the answer is the Cheshek Shleimet that it's different. There's a difference between schar meruba and schar muat. That the Beis Yosef says that the schar is mutter b'diyeved is only by schar muat. But this, but hahu arba, this boat that you brought the used for stam yenam, there was a large amount of money. Just like the Rishonim say by chamorim, the Gemara says by chamorim that by shvius we only asher by chamorim because scharim meruba. By Yayin Nesach we asher even with ain scharim meruba that it's asher b'diavad. But even by Yayin Nesach there exists a difference between scharim meruba and scharim muat, copy other people using the money. That when there's a lot of schar, so then even other people cannot use the money. But it's schar muat, that only you cannot use the money yourself, but other people could use the money. See the Beis Yosef. Another point here in the sugyas is the Gemara brings out, says that it's usher to pay a chayv with payer shvius. You can't pay back your debts with payer shvius because of the isser of schira. Going out of a pasuk, alav b'michal asay, that la'achla below the schira, it's usher to do schira with payer shvius. So therefore also one cannot pay back his debts with payer shvius because that's a form of schira. More in the Gemara. So the Rishonim here have a discussion. What exactly is the type of schira, which is asur and peir shvius? What's called schira and what's not schira? We're in many places that one can buy things here and there with peir shvius. So Tosfos says that the main distinction is if you're buying to eat for today, for right now, then it's not called schira. It's pasher that that's not called doing business. You want to eat something, so you take your peir shvius. You have too many apples. You had enough apples today, and you want to have bread, so you take a few extra apples, and you buy a loaf of bread with them. So that's fine, because that's the point of that sale is to eat, and not therefore not only if you buy, trade the apples for a loaf of bread, also if you trade the apples for money, you sell your apples, and then you're going to use the money to buy your next meal. So that's also okay. The main hagdara of Schayer Teis says is you're doing business. Your business taste says you buy a lot of apples at the cheap place in the warehouse and in the field, and then you go to the stores and you sell them for a higher price. And the way people make business, if you're selling a lot and also taking it from the Makom HaZoil, the Makom HaYoker, you're doing it the way people do business. So that's what's Asur and Peir Shvius. But just selling them for the current use of having something to eat, and that there's no problem. That says his definition of this of Schayer and Peir Shvius. The Ramban and other Rishonim go with the Rabbeinu Hananel. There's a little bit of a different definition. That it's all totally whether the thing that you get for your Peir Shvius is a food item or not a food item. The din is that the dinim of Shvius are the Shvius is Teifes the Mayan. The Kedusha Shvius is Chal on other Peiris, but it can only be Chal on something which is Roy La'achila. The dinim that are Chal, that is also the thing that you buy with Peir Shvius also has din of la'achla v'lola schayra, and has din that you need biur. All the dinim that only apply to foods. They don't apply to things which are not food. So the isser of schayra is taking something which has an ikdusha shvius and buying with it something which does not have an ikdusha shvius, like clothes or an eved or karka. All those things will have an isser schayra. But if I take something and I buy with my peir shvius other things which will be chalon and the kedusha shvius, so then there's no isser schira. That's the Ramban and Rashba and other Rishonim explain give the category of definition of what's usher in bechiras peir shvius. And therefore they say that paying back a chayv with peir shvius is always going to be called schira, because you pay back a chayv, nothing else is chalon it the kedusha of peir shvius, and that's why it's usher because of schira. One other point that we're trying to deal with here about the Isser of Schayer and Peir Shvius is a Gemara in Kiddushin that says that a person is Mekadesh, an Isha, with Peir Shvius, she's Mekudeshes. So you show him a bother, why is that not included in the Isser of Schayer? So the Rashba says that it is. And that whole Gemara is only Bidiyevet. Chatchil et Aser, but Bidiyevet, if you're Mekadesh and Isha with Peir Shvius, she's Mekudeshes. That's what the Rashba says. But Teis Vayas says that even lechatchila one is allowed to be mekadesh and isha with peir shvius, and ishum period of a rivia kilu be rabbanon. That because that the rabbanon were meko for the tzerich of period of a rivia, and they allowed you to be mekadesh and isha with peir shvius. So firstly, the taste here is the harm of word that the whole isser of schayer and peir shvius is an isher drabbanon. So the taste says ishum period of a rivia kilu be rabbanon. There's welcome to be meko. If it would be an isher de'araisa, so of schayra, then it's pasha that there's no heter for peir of a rivia. And if I find anyone that points this out, l'chayra it's a drasha de'araisa of la'ochla v'loy l'schayra, even though it's not a lav, it's a lav abba mechal asei, but it's an isra de'araisa. Could be Teis that is referring to shvius bizman hazeh, which is drabanon. So therefore also with the isra of schayra is going to be drabanon. Hakavonim that Teis says Ludina that you're allowed to mekadesh and isha with peir shvius, then yishum peir v'riv yakilu be rabbanon. So Rabbi Krieger asks in the Golian Hashas, that lehedi isa be Yerushalmi. So if Perach has mishvius, so he's a marriage asher ligach isha mid mishvius. Before she Yerushalmi, it's also be mekadosh in with mishvius. Kineged our tesis. So the mitzvah isam back of the Gemara wants to answer that. That's it's Esher Teis L'shitasim and the Yerushalmi L'shitasim. Teisus in Beitza, Aflam and Tovam and Beis, says, that brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that even though it's Asher to get married on Shabbos, but Mish Ein Loibon and Mutra L'Kadish Yishab Shabbos. If you don't have children, so you're allowed to get married on Shabbos because the Isser getting married is an Isser Rabbanon. And for Pirav Arivia, Akilu Bar Rabbanon. That's the opinion of Teisus there. But Teis brings the Yerushalmi that says not that way. The Yerushalmi is in Yuma. Says that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to get married on Yom Kippur because Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, because he has to have a wife on Yom Kippur to do the Avodah. And Yishami says because an Isser Drabbanon is mutter in the Mikdash. So Tais is Medayik that Yishami holds that for Pir V'Rivya it's also to get married on Shabbos. Only for the Tzerich of the Mikdash shows mutter. So Mitzvah Eitzan says that in Echanan, your Tais is Keneged Yishami. Yishami says that it's also the Mekadesh Isha with Peres Shvias. But that's because the Yerushalmi L'shitasai, that we're not Mikla Nisum Durabonon for Luteriach Perver Rivia. But Teis L'shitasai from Meseches Beitza, Teis holds that we are Mikla Nisum Durabonon for Luteriach Perver Rivia. The last point I wanted to speak about today is the Sugya of Rabbi Yanai. Gemara says that the Bei Rabbi Yanai, in the house of Rabbi Yanai, they would borrow Peres Shvias from Aniyim. And they would pay back in Shminas. And what they're trying to accomplish is that the things they would pay back in Shminas would not have Kedushas Shvias. Because they borrowed the Peiros, and those Peiros are no longer Ba'ilam, so that's already gone. The Peiros Shvias was already eaten when it's gone. And the new Peiros that you pay back in the eighth year, so that's the Piron of the Chayiv, you're paying back the debt, but they don't have any Kedushas Shvias because the first Peiros are no longer here. So they came and asked Rabbi Yechanan, is this okay? And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Yo, say Navdom, yes, it's okay to do such a thing, because when they're paying back the Peiros Shminis, for the Peiros Shvias, it's not Chal on them the Kedusha. The Peiros Shvias are no longer here. The thing that you pay back, it's not called normally Shvias, it's Teifes Domov. But here, when you're paying back the Peiros of Shminis, and the Peiros Shvias are no longer in the world, so the Kedusha from the Peiros Shvias is not Chal on the Peiros Shminis." This was the Yisrael of Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan brought a riot from Etznan, which really we'll see in tomorrow's daf. But what the Yisrael is there is that when a person, an Etznan Zoyna is usher to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, so it has to be that the Etznan, she was already claiming the Etznan Bishas Bia. But if it was first a Bia, and then afterwards you gave her the Etznan, so it's that thing is not considered an Etznan Zoyna, because even though it's payment for the Bia, but it has to be Chalanit, the same Etznan Bishas Bia. So it's over here, the Peiros Shminis are a payment for the Peiros Shvias, but because they weren't paid up at the time that you borrowed Peiros Shvias, so they don't get Kedusha Shvias. That's the aside of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yechanan. So Taisa says here, Taisa Tivir Maschel Yos, Taisa says three Chidushim, Halach Lamaitza, Abethan is adding on to the Gemara. First Taisa says that even you don't even have to pay back Bishminis. Even if you pay back Bishvias itself, you borrow Peiros Shvias, and you pay back later in Shemitah with other fruits, with other food. So normally on the food that is given for Peiros Shvias, it's Chalanik Dusha Shvias. But here it's not, because at the time you're paying back meat or any other food, eggs, for the Peiros Shvias that you borrowed, because when you're paying back the second food, the first the Peiros Shvias are no longer Ba'ilam, so it's not Chalanik Dusha Shvias. That's Chiddush number one of Tesis. Chiddush number two of Tesis brings from Rabbeinu Elchanan that if it's not only the Gabi Shvi, it's also the Gabi Avodah Zarah. Also Avodah Zarah is Teifes Damav. So it says Rabbeinu Elchanan, if a person sold Avodah Zarah to a guy, which he was not allowed to do, but if he did, if he was over and he sold Avodah Zarah to a guy, and instead of getting the money right away, he was Zokah Pemilveh. He was said, you don't have to pay me right now. He said, you can pay me later on. So the guy came back a week later and pays him. Says Rabbeinu Elchanan that if the Avodah Zarah that the Yid sold to the guy is no longer Be'en, the guy got rid of it or he sold it to somebody else, it's no longer around in the house of the guy. So it's also not Chal any Isser on the money that the guy gives. If the Avodah Zarah is there, Rabbi Nochanan holds, then the Isra of the Avodah Zarah is chal on the money that the guy is giving me. But if the guy already sold his Avodah Zarah, so it's no longer here, so it can't be chal any Isra on the money that the guy gives the Yid. Just like over here, the peers' fees are no longer in the world, and therefore on the peers that are paid back for them, it's not chal any Isra. That's Rabbi Nochanan. And but then Taz adds on the third chiddush, the chiddush of the Ri, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, even a bigger chiddush. Says the Ri, not only if the guy got rid of his Avodah Zarah and then he pays me, it's not chal and yisra on the money, even if the Avodah Zarah is still there in the hand of the guy. But as long as I sold it to him bakafa, I sold it to him with he didn't pay me the money right away. He came back the next day and he paid me. So the Mekach is no longer here. The Mekach happened yesterday. So the sale is over. Now he's just paying me. So even though the Avodah Zarah is in his hands, it's not going to be chal any Yisra on the money that he gives me. The Ri brings a raya from Esnan. Because the Esnan, the sheep, wasn't Bereshusa B'Shas Abiyam. So also here, the Avodah Zarah wasn't in the hands of the Yisrael, of the Yid, when he got paid for it. So it can't be chal, the Yisra of the Avodah Zarah, and the money, if the Yisrael had already gotten rid of the Avodah Zarah, and he already sold it to the guy, he already sold the Avodah Zarah to the guy, so it can't be chal any Isser, and the money that's paid for the Avodah Zarah. That's the opinion of the Ri. The Ramban argues with the Ri. The Ramban agrees to the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Elchanan. And again, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Elchanan was to say that if the guy gets rid of the Avodah Zarah, then no Kedusha, then no Isser is chal. But if the Avodah Zarah is still there in the hands of the guy, then it is chal nisr. And who are the peiros shvius? Same nafkamina. If the peiros shvius are in, if I sell peiros shvius to somebody, or I lend peiros shvius to somebody, if they're still in his rishus when he pays me back for them, so then the thing that he pays back is chal nekdusha shvius. But if it's out of his rishus, so then it will not be chal nekdusha shvius. Says Ramban, it's not similar to Esnan, because Esnan is being given by a bia, and the bia isn't in the world b'chal. So, what will it be chal? Mikoyach, what is going to be chal the Isra and the Esnan? The B is no longer here. Mashein kein Avodah Zarah, our Peiros Shvius. The Avodah Zarah is in the world, the Peiros Shvius are in the world. So, Mikoyach, them that here, even in the hands of the Loikeach, can be chal and Isra on the money that's being paid. So, that's the opinion of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Elchanan, that when the thing is in the world, even though it's in the hands of the Loikeach, and the Mekach is over, I sold Avodah Zarah today and he was kain it. He comes and pays me tomorrow. But because he has the Avodah Zarah in his house, so then it's chal the Isra of Avodah Zarah and the things that he gives me. So this concept of the Ramban is very difficult to understand. Why should it be that way? The Stipler, the Chazanish, they're having a hard time understanding it with Mikach, what is it chal? You need, the Mekach is already over. Now he just owes me money. So the fact that he has the Avodah Zarah in his house, why is that a reason that the Isra should be chal on this? He's just paying me money that he owes me. Why is that a reason that it should be chal on this? So the Stapler has a whole arichus, but the maskana that he says is that the according to the Ramban at least, the way that the Isra is chal on the Peiros is not that the Mekach creates that din. It's not that Ayidei trading one for the other, that's because this is given at Bishas HaMekach, so it could be Chal on it. No, you don't need the Maisa HaMekach to be Mechal, the Isra on the Dmei Avodah Zarah or the Dnei Shvius. Rather, the Kedusha of the Shvius, or the Peir Shvius, is Nimshach from the Peir Shvius on something else. It's a concept that we have in other places in Shas, like the Mashal concept of Tzmura. Tzmura is that the Kedusha of a Korban is Chal on a Meim of Chulin. According to some Rishonim and Neder, is Chal Bahatfasa, it means that the Kedusha, the Isser from one Chifetz, is Chal on another Chifetz. So it's over here, the Kedusha, Peir Shvius, is Chal on anything which is given in their place. So you don't need the actual Maisa Mekach to be Kayam in order for the Shvius to be Teifes, to be Chal on the Dmei Mekach. As long, just the Kedusha itself goes from the Peir Shvius to whatever was given for them. So that Raman says we need that it should be ba'olam. Only when the chevet is ba'olam is so their kedusha is there on them. So it could also be nitfas, could be chal on something else, which is the payment of the payers. Masha'im came when the thing is no longer ba'olam. So and what is it going to be chal? That's the opinion of the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Elchanan. But Beshuta Teisa is not the way. Teisa holds that you need that the actual mekach is mechal because it's being given right now. The mekach, as I'm giving you the Peir Shvius, you're giving me your thing. So that it could be chal the iser. But if the mekach is already finished, even if the Peiris are ba'olam in the hands of the loikeach, it's not chal any kedusha or any iser on the thing which is given instead of it. It's like machlokes your tesis and the Ramban. Just one last point here. There's a side question to this whole sugya of Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai Lamais was talking about Peiris Shvius. That you lent Peiris Shvius and you got paid back something, you got paid back Peiris in the eighth year. Chazon Ish has a very big question. However, we learned on our daf, earlier on in the daf, that there's an Isra to do Schreira with Peiris Shvius. You can't do business with Peiris Shvius. However, this is a gewaltige business. You're lending out, the Aniyim are lending out Peiris that have on them Kedusha Shvius. And the Peiris that they get back don't have on them Kedusha Shvius. That's Isra of Schreira with Peiris Shvius. So the Chazon Ish in Shviya Simen Yud Gimel, what's the proof from here? That Isra Schreir B'Peiris Shviyas is not totally in whether it's chal on the thing you and not totally whether it's chal on the thing you're getting for the Peiris, Kedusha Shviyas. Even though it will not be chal Kedusha Shviyas, as long as what you're doing is being done for Achila, and it's not like we saw, like a big business deal. So he says you're taking things, if they did it in small quantities. So you're doing it in order to eat, and not making a major business deal. So then it's not called schera, even though it's not chal on the piro nachoiv on the peiros shminis, even though it's not chal on the kedusha shvitz. That's Chazon Ish mechiach from our sugya, that in and of itself, that you sold peiros shvitz and you got something else that does not have a kedusha shvitz, that in itself is not a problem, as long as it's being done le'achila. That's he said to the Chazon Ish. So Steibler points out that that's all good, Lafi the Tesis, we saw earlier on in this year. The Tesis says that the Gedra of Schreir B'Peiros Shvius is making big business. But the Ramban and the Rashba say that the Yisoid of the Yisra B'Peiros Shvius is as long as you're getting back something else which does not have any Kedusha Shvius. So therefore they say when you get food, so it's Chal and Kedusha Shvius, so it's not Schreir. By anything besides food, so it's not chal in the kedusha shvius, and is therefore considered tzchira. So in kain hodra kushul aduchte, what's going on in our sugya? Our sugya, they lent out peiros shvius. So even though what they got back was food, but the real distinction is not whether you get food or not food. The itzur tzchira and peiros shvius is totally whether it's chal kedusha shvius or not chal kedusha shvius. And here on the piroin, so there's no kedusha shvius. So in kain, why is there no itzur tzchira? It's a very, very good question. So this Tabler wants to say, a nice cheshbin, at the Ramban l'shitasei. The Ramban that we saw over here in our sugya of Rabbi Yannai, the Ramban holds that if the Rabbi Yannai would pay back the chayv at a time when they still have the peiros shvius, then it would be chal kedusha shvius on those peiros. But they waited here till after they finished the peiros shvius, and then they paid back. So in the things they paid back, they did not have kedusha shvius. So says the Stibler that for the Isra of Schreira, according to the Ramban, the Isra of Schreira is not when you get the payment. The Isra of Schreira is when you're selling the Peiros Shvius. Selling the Peiros Shvius, and you're not getting for them something else which has them Kedusha Shvius. So over here, when they sold the Peiros Shvius, they could have gotten back other Peiros which would have on them Kedusha Shvius. If Beirav Yanai would pay back at its before, if they would pay back while they still had the Peiros Shvius, then it would be chal on the things that they gave back, it would be chal kedusha shvius. So the act of lending the Peiros Shvius in and of itself was not a schayra b'Peiros Shvius, because you might get back other Peiros which have an kedusha shvius. Even though they spoke out here that they're going to pay back in Shminas, says the Seder, they meant that they were not mechuyev to pay back until Shminas. But if we want, we could pay back in Shvius. So therefore, the schayra in and of itself, the halva in and of itself was not considered a schayra. Because according to the Ramban, if you would pay back the piron achayv when the payer shvius were still around, so then it would be chal in ekdusha shvius. So therefore, it's not by definition an iser schayra payer shvius. That's all of you, the Ramban. Taizit argues in the Ramban. Taizit says that as soon as you made the halva, even if you pay back right away, it's not chal in ekdusha shvius. So we cannot say the teretz for the reason why there's no iser schayra. Because even if you pay back right away, it won't have kedusha shvius. So while if he tastes this is not tzchera, that we need the teretz of the chazanish. The chazanish said that according to tzitzvus, even if you're paying back something which does not have an kedusha shvius, it's not by definition an iser tzchera. Only if he tastes it's all totally whether you're getting back food or not food. That's the opinion of tzitzvus. So just to summarize, what we learned here is that we have machleket tzitzvus in the Ramban, but iser tzchera and payer shvius. According to the Ramban, anytime you get paid back anything else, and according to the Ramban, anytime that it's not chal on the piron, kedusha shvius, it's an iser schayra. That's according to the Ramban. And the Chazanish says that if he tells us, it's not totally whether it's chal kedusha shvius or not chal kedusha shvius, but rather whether you're getting paid back food or something which is not food. That's one machlekes says in the Ramban. We have another machlekes in this sugi of Rabbi Yannai. Tells us the Ri holds that once you made the loan, or once you made the sale, even if you pay back right away, it will not be chal kedusha shvius. And the Ramban holds that no, that calls man that the payers are ba'olam, then it will be chal kedusha shvius. Ad kan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.